Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
And today is Saturday, June 1st.
Yeah, the first of the month.
2019.
It's summertime.
Wait, is it
54
summertime?
Degrees outside. Summertime. And it's summer.
Yeah, it's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, now it's getting foggy.
Yeah.
Goddamn Bay Area.
Yeah, we've had a two-week hiatus from the show.
We have. Hey, there's no tornadoes here, so that's good.
Yeah, that's true. They're destroying the Midwest.
They are destroying the Midwest. And thunderstorms and floods and... God just hates the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty barren out there.
we're not in fire season yet here, so God doesn't hate us yet.
Oh, yeah. It's about to be fire time again, isn't
it? Yeah, I think that's for...
Wasn't it just on fire?
Yeah, pretty much all the half of the year is on fire here. And then the other half of the year, it's tornadoing on the other coast, east to mid West Coast.
Yeah, but climate change isn't
is that
real,
a coast?
Though.
That's not what it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's coasts, but they're on lakes, which I guess is just the shore. It's not really a coast unless it's the ocean, right?
Yeah, it's a shoreline of some sort.
Yeah. Like the Great Lakes don't have coasts. They just have giant shores that go all the way around. Okay.
They still have waves, though.
Yeah, true. And they're big enough to have naval battles on in the War of 1812.
What, really?
Yeah, they built ships and then floated them out there and fought each other.
Oh,
wild, dude.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, yeah, it seems like kind of a stupid idea, but also kind of badass.
Yeah, kind of cool. Just do it on land. Yeah. Anyway, don't sink your ships.
Yeah, I guess it was still more efficient to maybe transport stuff across the water somehow.
To where?
Canada. Because the British troops were in Canada and they were invading from there.
We know history.
Somehow, yeah. They burned the White House.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
The old White House.
And then the guy just set himself on fire outside of the White House.
Oh,
last
week. That's true. It seems like a movie thing.
Yeah, things are going well here in America. Everything's pretty cool.
America. We still have comics that are coming out, though.
Yeah,
Some cool stuff came out this week. We took a few weeks off, a couple weeks off.
Yep.
We had lots of stuff going on. What was going on? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the stuff that I read in the meantime, too.
I don't know.
Ascender number 2, now that's on.
That came out this week.
Jeff Lemire, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, this is from, Image Comics still?
Yeah.
Jeff Lemire, Dustin Nguyen.
Yep.
Sweet cover that Dustin Nguyen on his Instagram page did like a step-by-step tutorial about how he did. It was just like an 11x17 watercolor and color pencil.
Oh, that's awesome.
That he made. Yeah, it was rad.
That's really cool. God, what did come out last week that we haven't?
Was there any new X-Men big stuff?
I don't know. Everything I know about X-Men is like Jonathan Hickman's just going to be taking over soon and taking over all of the X-Men.
Yep.
And so like, why am I even bothering reading X-Men right now? Because it's just going to get rebooted again and nothing is going to matter.
Yep.
So
there's
going to
be a bunch of delays.
Sorry, Matt Rosenberg. As much as I love you, it's just like, why does it matter at this point? It's just all futile.
Yeah.
Just like life. Mm-hmm. I'm a little depressed, you guys.
Doomsday Clock is almost over.
Yeah, it is. No, actually, it's not.
10 of 12 came out?
Yeah, 10 of 12 came, but it's the next issue isn't going to come out until August.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So that's at the point. Doomsday Clock is like now at the point where the crossover stuff in the DC universe is going to start spoiling the main Doomsday Clock storyline. Because they're supposed to be, that's integrating into the main universe, right? And this is now canon.
Yeah.
And stuff's going to start happening in other books that gives away what happens in Doomsday Clock, I think.
Like, I think the timelines. Yeah, that was kind of cool, actually, in this issue. Not to, like, spoil everything that happened, but they actually cross over old stuff from the JSA from Golden Age comics, and they're bringing that into the Doomsday Clock, which is really interesting. So if you're not caught up on that, definitely start to maybe pick up the old issues, because it's actually not being collected into a graphic novel until next year.
Fuck, yeah.
Some people came in and were asking me that. They're like, oh, when is the hardcover or paperback coming out? And I'm like, never. Yeah. I tried to look it up, and there's actually no listing for it.
2030.
Yeah, you'll actually get to read Doomsday Clock. First, watch Watchmen, the series.
Yep.
Which is going to be coming out on HBO later this year, and then read Doomsday Clock.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to release? Is it going to be like Doomsday Clock all as one volume, like all 12?
I think it's going to be all 12 issues.
Two trades?
No, they're going to do a hardcover.
Okay, that's cool, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that'll be a good way to read it.
I think it will be, yeah. Kind of like how they did Mr. Miracle.
Yeah. And was the Secret Wars also the most recent one, that 9-issue one?
The Jonathan Hickman one?
Took 100 years to come out. Yeah,
yeah, I think that was all.
And came out only as a hardcover?
Yeah. Did it only come out as a... It came as a hardcover, then a softcover.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Because Marvel wants all of the money.
Yeah.
Kind of, Mr. Miracle did it backwards. They did a soft cover, then a hard cover.
That's right.
They're like, we want all of your money, but this other way around.
Yeah.
You can get the extra stuff in Mr. Miracle by getting the hard cover. Don't you want to read that too? No, I don't care.
Yeah, no, I want the lighter one. That's easier to fit on my bookshelf.
Exactly. The stuff we did read this week. I read 2 Vault comics.
Really?
And then some Batman stuff.
I was kind of all over the place. I did a Comics Tribe, an Aftershock, a Marvel, and a DC.
You read a lot of stuff.
I did.
Well, I had dog surgery, so I couldn't read all that stuff. You're procrastinating. Yeah, procrastinating and you're moving.
Yeah.
Which now you don't have
Which paid off. Yeah,
good job. well, we both read She Said Destroy.
Yeah.
So why don't we start with that?
Yeah, was it a Vault book?
It's a Vault book.
Yep.
This is by Joe Corallo, Liana Congas, maybe. Color is Rebecca Nalty and letter Melanie Ujimori.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I said that right. So Vault does that cool thing where they actually write what this comic is about on the back.
Yeah, give a little summary.
So it's basically about goddesses in space, I guess. And they are, goddesses in space and a space colony. Right? Sort of.
Yeah.
They're
battling with magic.
Yeah, they're battling with magic, and that's pretty much it. And the main goddess is the goddess Morrigan. Yeah.
And is
Bridget,
that
her son, the sun goddess.
Based on a real thing, or is that just made up?
Sort of. So this is my main problem with this comic. Maybe because I also have a not my main comic that's coming out, but I also started writing another comic, and I had this. I also wanted to use the Morrigan as well,
right?
And they are not using the Morrigan correctly at all.
What is the Morrigan?
Okay, so the Morrigan is an old Celtic goddess, actually, and she's like the goddess of war and death and destruction.
Okay, cool.
And they kind of have that because the comic is called She Said Destroy, but she's also split into 3 personalities as well in the Celtic religion. And she's also used in Wicked and Divine as well. And they keep, Kieran kind of uses her a little more correctly. I'd say she does have 2 different personalities in the in Wicked and Divine. This, I didn't really see her at all. Maybe it comes along later. Like, she is kind of like the goddess of war.
Yeah, she's good at fighting. They established. She's pretty badass.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. And they do. They do use the fae. They talk about the fairies, right? Which she is. That's kind of like in her realm as well. But I don't know. I like to see her be used a little bit more appropriately in both in both the worlds if they're going to use the Morrigan. Just because I want to use it too.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just being selfish.
Yeah. I thought the, like, the setting of the book was pretty cool. And there was stuff about the art that I really liked. I liked that it's sort of like a techno fantasy based thing where there's like flying castles and kind of like laser like things. And it's a little bit sci-fi, a little bit fantasy.
Yeah.
I like the color palette that they use. And the first time I flipped through it, I thought that the art looks pretty cool, but upon reading it further examination, it feels almost like unfinished.
It feels very unfinished.
Like it could for sure use some more detail, I think.
Yeah. It was hard to follow almost because of the line work.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the characters look really cool, and
they
I think it's like the Bridget, the goddess of the sun,
mm-hmm.
who I believe is actually the Freya or Bridget in the Celtic religion. She's like, yeah, she's like the goddess of fire and the goddess of the sun. She's really cool looking, and I really like her character design, but it's only in some of the panels. It's like how you said, it's very unfinished.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you can't even tell if she's the same character.
Yeah.
So I found that very hard to follow, which makes the story hard to follow as well, because that's the whole point of sequential art. So yeah, it's just, I couldn't tell if that was the artist or if it was rushed or... Which made it hard.
Yeah. It did feel like they were like working against a deadline and then had to finish real quick.
Exactly. Yeah. But the coloring was really nice. I think the colors actually saved this book.
Yeah.
On parts of it. So, yeah, I did have some problems with this as well. I don't really understand what the story is exactly because of that. I mean, obviously, it's a space. They're on a space station. They're following some kind of quest.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to the Morrigan. Something, right?
Their universes. The fate of the universe hangs in the balance.
Yes,
for some reason.
For some reason, yeah. And they're going to the Morrigan to request her help,
mm-hmm.
and then she wants to destroy everything. That's pretty much
that's
what I got.
Thing.
Yeah, because that's her. That's her thing.
She loves destroying stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll come together in the next couple issues. Like, maybe it'll be one of those that, like, reads well as a trade.
Yeah.
But the first issue was, tough to follow.
It was tough to follow.
And I really wanted to like it, too. But
Yeah, because we always like to support Vault.
Mm-hmm.
They even say on the back here, it says, the Witches of Fae are the last believers of the Morrigan, the goddess of death.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're calling her the goddess of death, not the goddess of war.
Okay. She's like the Lady Grim Reaper.
I guess so. It's not what she is. Okay. I'll stop. we'll just move on. I also followed up on, I said I would follow up on Vault on their next one for Queen of Bad Dreams. This is issue 2, which I also kind of had an issue with as well.
And this is the one where it's about the lady that has the monster that she controls. I'm thinking of a different one.
Yeah, no, this one. This one is about she's like a judge of dreams. She like captures. They're called figments.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So like figments are like dreams that escape your brain, and she captures them, and she can either reinsert them into you or dispel them, basically kill them. And the main plot was basically she finds a figment that has escaped, like a political, woman's son.
Right. Yeah. And then it turns out that there's something crooked going on maybe.
Yeah. And that the dream is actually, or the figment is actually good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the son is actually crooked.
Okay.
And so she actually, at the beginning of this, she actually finds the dream. And the dream is explaining, like, kind of what is happening in the world and why she has escaped, the guy.
The first issue was kind of like chase and establishing the characters a little bit. And then the second issue is, like, exposition and establishing the plot.
Yes.
All right.
So that was, like, a little bit better, the second issue. I still maybe not fully on board with this. It still has some parts that need a little fixin', I think. I don't really understand where the dream is coming from and why they're escaping, what is happening in this world to make dreams escape, there's just a few character issues that I have or maybe like world building issues, I guess is really what it is.
Yeah.
I don't really understand the whole dreamland like aesthetic, I guess is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, I still think there's something really interesting about this book. I get why Vault is putting it out. There's an interesting concept
Here,
in this book. There's a really cool scene where the dream is fighting like another figment. It has like these cool like neon like technicolor whole like fighting segment that I really, really enjoyed. It's very different than any other books that are coming out right now. But it does end on a very strange like part where these like, again, I think I mentioned it in the last episode, where these like weird anime kids and I have no idea where they're from, if they're other figments.
Yeah.
Like what is happening?
The cliffhanger kids. It is the end of every issue.
Yeah. these weird little kids. Where are they coming from? I don't know. And it just ends like just like very suddenly and I'm like, oh, yeah. Is that the last page? Like what's okay.
Wow.
So yeah. Well.
Two issues in,
and we're still don't really, but I still don't really know where it's going. But I still want to read the next issue, so I guess okay. I have me hooked.
It's intriguing enough.
It is intriguing enough. We'll try it.
Yeah.
It was better than the She Said Destroy.
Yeah. Did you read the big DC Black Label book this week?
The Batman. Oh,
yeah. Batman. Last Night on Earth. Night with a K.
Yes. Night with a K. So, yeah, Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo are back together.
Yep. The killer team.
I guess these are all going to be Black Label books now.
Yeah. Well, this one, I mean, in the previous Black Label books, I guess we knew why. They were Black Label
because they had like, penises.
Yeah, like
in
adult
them.
Content. But this one seemed like it could have just been a regular DC book. Like
yeah.
It's I guess it's taking place in like sort of an alternate reality. It's not in the main DC universe.
Is that why they're Black Label?
Oh, maybe because they're their own thing. Each one is like its own thing that doesn't
have mature readers on it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe it gets worse in the next three books because I think it's going to be a three issue series and they're all like double sized issues. It's like a fucking 48 pager or something. It's got a square spine and everything.
It is,
and it's like takes place in a world where Bruce Wayne has cloned himself and implanted his memories in a younger version of himself in hopes of like saving the world forever, but Lex Luthor goes on TV one day and encourages everyone to just start freaking out. And so they do, and they kill all the superheroes and tear down the Hall of Justice, and there's a new bad guy named Omega that has the anti-life equation and is controlling everyone and encouraging them to be all crazy, and there's no hope for anyone. But young clone Batman wakes up in a mental institution where Alfred is trying to sort of save him by constructing a false reality where he gets to just live his life as Bruce Wayne. But he wakes up out of it and realizes that he's actually a version of Batman and that he's got to go do some Batman shit. Go save the world. We get some fun cameos from there's some Green Lantern rings appear. We see Alfred. We see Supergirl. We see Wonder Woman. A whole crew.
Right.
And really great Greg Capullo art.
Yeah.
And kind of a cool sort of almost like a sci-fi horror Scott Snyder story.
Yeah.
Joker's in there. Joker's got his head in a lantern. The Batman's carrying around, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It was hard for me. I guess I kind of hurried through it because I wanted to read it in time to record the podcast.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was a little bit confusing, but it all comes together at the end, and it looks like it's going to be sort of a Batman on a quest to defeat this evil foe.
Yeah.
So, like, classic Batman shit.
Yeah. And it's definitely like an alt-world, like Elseworlds Batman story, which I think all of these Black Label things are kind of going to be.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Isn't there going to be a Superman one, too?
Yeah, that one's a Frank Miller,
Well, all right.
Yeah. And that's an All-Star Superman? No, Year One. It's going to be Superman Year One.
Okay, so like maybe an origin story, but Frank Miller style.
Frank Miller, dark Superman
style. It's not
going
to be
style.
PC. Like it's not going to be PC culture and the PC police.
I think he's supposed to be like
Frank.
Better now.
Yeah, I mean, Master Race of the Dark Knight 3 was all right.
Yeah, that Azzarello's that helps.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's kind of crazy now too.
Yeah, that's true. He's writing a horny comic now.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
And I don't really care for it. I mean, I like Brian Azzarello, and I'm glad that he's expressing himself. But
I heard Frank Miller took back his what's that Holy Terror stuff.
Oh, really?
And he's like, I regret ever writing that. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
I was rereading the new edition of Ronin the other day, and still enjoy it. Still really holds up.
Meggie has a Meggie question. They're downstairs in the closet.
Yeah. Should be.
In the back. That was a Maggie question. Bye, yeah. Maggie.
We're looking for supplies here, everybody.
I think we had a Maggie question last time, too.
Yeah.
Every episode. Stay tuned for the next Maggie question of the day. So we recommend Batman.
I would say so.
Last
yeah.
night.
Really cool covers. You know, $6 for a double-sized issue.
Yeah, it's a big issue. And yeah. If you're missing the Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo Batman, then I would recommend this.
Yeah.
Issue.
And they tease that in the next issue, we're going to get to meet these alternate and even worse versions of a couple different villains.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a Bane, maybe a Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a cool setup scene where they're showing Batman, where Alfred's trying to set it up like you're Batman like is in this mental institution because he's the one who killed his parents.
Yeah.
And everybody in his like the Batman universe is actually just employees at the hospital.
Yeah.
That he's like sort of folded into this fantasy world that he's developed in his head.
Yeah. I think that could be like the end, right?
Yeah, maybe, yeah, that is
maybe it is. Kind of sounds like
he
it.
Shot his parents.
Ooh.
Which why though? Why would he do that?
Crazy.
Where would a child get a gun too?
Streets of Gotham.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe Joker gave it to him.
Yeah, because they were in Crime Alley. Yeah. Which, you know, appropriately
why are you
named.
Walking down Crime Alley?
Yeah, just avoid Crime Alley.
Especially if you've got pearls on and lots of money. Like, I just wanted to show my son that Crime Alley. Yeah. This is where you don't go at night.
Walk down the friendship path. It takes longer, but it's worth it.
What else did you read?
Also one that I've been looking forward to for a while, X-Men Grand Design.
Oh, yeah.
Extinction, the final, where they
it's
do like the Extinction
arc.
Of the Mutants. Yeah, the last double issue thing. Mm-hmm. And this has been such a cool sort of journey to go on.
Yeah.
And like seeing Ed Piskor start off as already a pretty good artist.
Yeah.
And just get better and better at drawing the X-Men
over
the course of these. And now, yeah, I mean, the level of detail that goes into these ones now, and like just visually how cool it is. Oh, Mr. Sinister looks so cool.
Oh,
the Morlocks
really cool.
look rad. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks dope.
Yeah.
And it's retelling the Extinction Agenda storyline.
Right.
But putting his own Ed Piskor twist on it, where he does meticulously research everything.
Oh, yeah.
But sets up a slightly different chain of events.
Yeah.
I don't need to tell you guys that it's rad
it's
and you need
awesome.
To read it.
Yeah, especially and if you haven't read those X-Men issues. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is a good way to catch up on anything in the past.
Totally. Yeah. He really goes through the entire history of the X-Men in basically 6 issues.
Yeah.
Like, it's really amazing.
Mm-hmm. And there will be one more after that, and then mm-hmm. he's going to collect them, and then it'll probably be like a big omnibus too of all of them.
Ooh,
that'll be really cool.
Pick that up in a second.
Oh, definitely. And one day we'll have Ed on the show. He said he would be on the show.
Oh, sweet.
So he just, you know, he does his own podcast as well.
Yeah.
Which I think him and oh my god, why is blank? K-Fab.
Oh, cartoonist K-Fab.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think they put out an episode like every 2 days.
That's incredible.
This is insane. Yeah. It's a live, it's a video podcast too.
Yeah, this guy's a maniac.
Yeah,
and yeah, really cool issue, man. You get to see the Phoenix, Dark Phoenix stuff, and mm-hmm. just, he covers so much ground.
I know.
In like each issue, it's amazing.
Yeah. So that's what we read this week, right?
Yep.
You read
Wailing Blade from Comics
right.
Tribe, which mm-hmm. is another, I'm a sucker for giant sword stories. And this one is, it's like a futuristic, it's sort of reminiscent of Headlopper, the Andrew McLean book that's still coming out. But instead of being like sort of medieval, it's like sort of like a Meta Baron style, like techno feudal, like sci-fi.
It's very bloody.
It is, yeah. And it's about this guy who's the main executioner for like the king of this whole world, and he's tasked with chopping off the head of this like bandit king, and the bandit's king's son is trying to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like hiding his dad. There's a chase. There's a lot of people getting their heads chopped off. Really cool, like super detailed, like kind of humanoid style art.
Yeah, it's very exaggerated art,
yeah,
I would say.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's Comics Tribe, the people that put out Sync, which is another really great one.
Yeah. It's also crazy, over-exaggerated clown art.
Yeah. And that's one. Oh, I guess Sync came out last week, and now they've circled around and given you sort of like the origin story and a 2-issue arc for Mr. Digg, the guy in the scary fox mask that we met in the very first issue.
Mm.
We get to find out who that really is.
Yeah.
We get to see him in action one more time.
That's cool.
And the artist from Sync is doing this other one that I don't remember the publisher of, but number one came out last week or the week before
Road of Bones. Road of Bones. I really liked that. I read that. It was really awesome.
It's about like Russian POWs in, is that post-World War II or something?
I think it's post, yeah.
And in like the, basically like the work camps. Mm-hmm. And they, one of them is like stealing bread to give to this sort of boogeyman character. Yeah. And everybody's like, that's stupid. That's not real.
Yeah.
And then two Russian organized crime guys, organize a riot so that the three of them can escape sort of out into the wilderness. Right. And it becomes clear that they're planning to eat the guy who they brought along with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then we find out that that boogeyman monster maybe is real.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a person that was living under the floorboards of the concentration camp cabin this whole time.
It's super creepy and the art is really, really good. He's gotten a lot better,
I think.
Why am I blanking on his name?
Oh, is it Simon something?
No. Crap.
Yeah. Well, look it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Look up Road of Bones.
Well, we have it here, too, Road of Bones.
Sync author.
Yeah.
We did. We're one of the few places that still has...
have copies of it. That's because I upped the order because I thought the art looked really, really awesome on it. I'm going to look up his name. Oh, and it's McCormick? McCormack?
Yes, there you go. Andrew?
Andrew McCormack?
Maybe? Yeah,
something
but
like
McCormack's
that.
The last
McCormack
name.
McCormack is his last name. I did it without looking it up.
Nice.
It's because my phone knew I was going to look something up, and it's like, yeah. I'll tell you, brain. My brain will work. Let's just skip right to news.
Yeah, sure, because we're limited on time.
We're limited on time. I have to go to a wedding tonight at the brewery.
Ooh, fun.
Special private wedding event tonight.
Fancy.
Yeah. Okay, so things that are happening in the news. Well, let's just talk about, I think we talked about this briefly before, but they have officially casted the Batman. And the Reeves Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, it's official now.
It's official. So what is your hot take on Robert Pattinson?
I wish they just wouldn't keep casting British actors as American
guys.
You have
a major problem with that.
Yeah, there's actors here.
Who would you have cast as Batman?
In a perfect world, I think John Hamm would be a great Bruce Wayne.
I like John Hamm, too. Yeah. I think they wanted someone younger, though.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're doing an early Batman story, who, like a young, I guess I don't know that many young actors.
Yeah, we're terrible at that.
Yeah.
we're not good at this game of young actors. Who is like a good young actor?
You know, honestly, I would cast somebody who hasn't been in a movie before.
They're
playing
anymore.
This iconic character. So why not have somebody who's new and, like, unrecognizable? And I'm sure there are very good actors out there that haven't had big movie roles yet.
You know who I like who's on TV and, like, I guess he's definitely younger than John Hamm. I like Jensen Ackles, who's on Supernatural.
Is he the older brother or the younger brother?
Yeah, he's the older brother.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He has, like, the butt chin, too. Mm-hmm. I think he would be a good Batman.
Yeah.
But people probably recognize him too much as, like, a TV actor and be like, that's a guy from Supernatural. But he has the Batman voice. He talks in that lower tone of voice. But I think he would have been a good Batman. They would never cast him.
Yeah, the guy that played Han Solo in Han Solo.
I think he's too, smarmy.
Yeah, his face is a little too wide. Also.
Yeah, exactly.
A wide face.
Yeah. And he's also Han Solo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oof, although I don't know if he's ever going to be in another movie again after that. Like, it was okay, but...
You didn't like Han Solo?
Not that much.
Oh, I really liked it.
I got bored.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was good.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I thought, because I went in there with no expectations. I was like, this is going to be terrible. And then I left being like, I actually enjoyed that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. But that's probably why.
Yeah. I started zoning out about two-thirds of the way through.
I can see that.
And I would forget why things were happening. What are they trying to do again?
I keep, I do.
Steal a thing, I guess?
I do mix up the last Star Wars, was it Jedi, Last Jedi?
Yep.
And Han Solo, like the last hour of both of those movies, I tend to swap in my brain.
Yeah, totally.
So, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it was cool seeing the origin story of the Millennium Falcon, sort of.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah, definitely. What's his name? The director, Ron Howard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he directed that, and I was like, fuck Ron Howard, he's going to ruin that movie. And I don't think he did.
Yeah. No. Didn't he direct the bad Indiana Jones also, the Crystal Skull one? Was that him?
Probably.
Yeah.
He directs a lot of bad movies.
Yeah, he really
directed,
does.
Like a good movie since Willow.
Yeah. They should get Clint Howard to direct some stuff.
Who's Clint Howard?
His brother.
Oh.
Who's like weirder looking.
Yeah.
He's like a notably weird looking man.
He also, Bryce Howard, his daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What else is she in? I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
I always mix her up with that other redhead, Dallas.
Diamond Dallas Page?
Yes, Diamond Dallas BDP? Page, his other daughter.
Always doing yoga. Always rescuing Jake the Snake from addiction.
No, the one from Zero Dark Thirty.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Maybe that's also Bryce Howard.
Could be. Ron Howard probably directed that, too.
No.
Was Chris Pratt in there?
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt was the Navy SEAL guy?
No, Chris Pratt's also in Jurassic World.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Howard. Was John Krasinski? He plays in Army Guys now.
No. Okay. He was in that. Not John Carter. Now we're just saying names.
Jack Reacher?
Jack Reacher. He is Jack Reacher.
Okay.
In the TV show.
Oh, right. And Tom Cruise is in the movie one.
He is. Yeah.
Okay.
You know there's a second Jack Reacher movie?
Really?
Yeah. He's like Jack Reacher again.
Jack reaching even further this time?
Yeah.
To get the bad guys or whatever it is?
It really is like Reach Again or something like that.
Gross.
It sounds really sick.
Those movies really glorify like CIA dudes.
They really do.
All they do is like torture people and like foment revolutions for profit in Central American countries and aid in the importation of drugs. Like, right. They're all bad people, but then they look cool in movies.
God, Jesse, you're just not an American. Yeah. Get on board.
Like Chris Kyle, like American Sniper.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool. He shot that kid from far away.
Super cool
what
guy.
What a good thing.
That's awesome. He loves dogs. we love Batman.
Yeah, sounds good. It's going to be cool. Do we know anything else about that yet? Who the bad guy's going to be?
No, that's
that
the only casting news so far.
Okay.
That won't be coming out for a long time, but at least they finally casted it. Because the Joker movie's next, I guess, before that.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, yeah.
Because that's already filmed and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good news in American politics. Netflix and also Warner Media and pretty much all of Hollywood has decided that they will not be filming in Georgia if that bill fully passes.
Yeah.
Which it pretty much, I think, already did in Georgia for abortion.
Yeah.
So Hollywood's just like, fuck you, Georgia.
Yeah, we're not filming in Atlanta anymore.
Yeah.
No more Ant-Man.
No more Ant-Man. No more any Marvel movies. Yeah. Disney even. Disney was like, peace.
Yeah.
Peace,
which
Georgia.
Which kind of like sucks for the people that live there because you're sort of trapped by this horrible American Taliban that is the Republican Party. But also, don't vote for those guys anymore.
Yeah,
stop voting
it.
For those guys.
Yeah.
If your relatives are voting for those guys, just ostracize them and... don't associate with them anymore.
Do not like any of their things on Facebook.
Yeah. I can't wait till all these old people die, man. I know it's like a morbid, horrible thing to say, but like they're really dragging the rest of us down.
Not just the old people, though. Like I had a cousin, and she's like 29, oof, maybe. And she lives in upstate New York, and she lives in a trailer park.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
And she's just like, hey, I love you, Trump. And like, yeah, go, let's not support abortion. And... yeah, she's one of those people. And she's 29. She still has lots of years left. Well, maybe not. She does live in a trailer park.
Yeah, that's true. Does she smoke? Does she?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, all right. Keep it up.
She also has like 9 kids.
Well, that's the other problem is they breed at an alarming rate.
They do, see? And they shoot bears. And she eats a lot of weird meat.
Okay, well, so maybe some of it'll be tainted.
Yeah, maybe. It's actually probably healthier than the meat we eat.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But anyways, Georgia, good go Hollywood. I have to say that. I'm very proud of Hollywood. Taking a stand. Hopefully that actually goes through. Galaxy's Edge opened this week.
Oh, right.
I'm very jealous of all of those people who got to go.
Yeah.
Fuck all of them. They weren't allowed to take pictures, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. Disney literally took their phones away.
Whoa.
Like, if you got to go to the opening week, you had to, like, check your phone in before going inside.
Damn.
Yeah.
I heard they have real lightsabers there.
They do.
And you can chop stuff up with them if you
want.
That's
true.
That's
rad. Also, you get to drink Wampa milk.
Oh, cool.
Which I didn't know that, like, Wampas had teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. It's blue.
Right. Is that stuff that Luke Skywalker had in The Last Jedi?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know. But yeah, Wampas, you know, they're the big things that he also cut the arm off of.
That's right. Yeah.
But then so he's drinking Wampa milk there.
Cool.
Yeah. So you could have that. So I guess it's the most interactive park in the world.
Cool.
Now. All of the actors, like, they only talk Star Wars lingo to you.
Nice.
there's like no going out of character there.
Wow.
And like, even if you don't want to interact with them in that way, like you have to, like, there's no option.
You have to talk about how the Star War is going.
Yeah. How's that war going? How's it coming along? Bruce or whatever. If you don't know their characters' names, they oust you.
No, are you playing that weird chess game with the holograms? That's cool.
Do you don't know what that's called? Get the fuck out. So yeah, that's cool. I want to be a part of that, but it's gonna be like 4 years until we can go.
I'm put on a robe, go check that out.
Yeah, you can definitely dress up like the characters.
Yeah,
you can buy all of the merch.
That's cool.
It's like $200 for a lightsaber.
Ride one of those hovercraft things. The thing that Luke had on Tatooine. Also the speeder bikes. I wonder if they have speed. Yeah, I'm sure there's a speeder bike element to it.
You get to ride in the Millennium Falcon.
Ah, cool.
Oh, you actually get to play with the controls.
Sweet. I want to shoot the turret.
It goes so bad. All right. Enough about that. This is so sad. First Rambo, Last Blood trailer out.
Yeah, I didn't know they were making another Rambo movie.
Yeah. So it's the last blood of the first... Wait, no, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So Last Blood. It's the fifth one, right? Fifth?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so First Blood.
First Blood, First Blood Part 2.
Uh-huh.
Rambo 3. John Rambo.
Yeah.
And I think this is the fifth
one. Yeah, so... And it's Last Blood.
So
it has to be the last one.
I wonder what he's doing this time. If he's going back to Cambodia again to rescue other guys?
I watched the trailer. He's in Arizona, because that's where he's from, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So he's like riding on his horse. I guess he has a farm or something there.
He's
ranch.
Trying to live a peaceful life.
And then there's like some kind of cartel that's after him.
Okay.
From the other movies or something. And then he has to go battle them. And then he goes back to Cambodia, like you said, he was. Yeah, and then he has to go fight them.
Man, that's such a bummer, because that franchise started off, Rocky and Rambo both started off as like really genuinely good movies. Like First Blood is like about America's treatment of returning veterans after the Vietnam War. And like the bad guys are cops.
Right.
And then it turns into like a classic like war propaganda thing.
Of course.
Like, would have been tight if they would have set it in Arizona and he's fighting against like the Minutemen guys who are like trying to like round up immigrants. And, like, you know, do
that would have been
something
awesome.
Cool like that.
Yeah.
But Sly Stallone is not that guy anymore.
No.
He's like a weird Tea Party guy now, too.
Yep.
Kind of a bummer. I think he's just making these movies as an excuse to keep doing steroids.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, well, I have to keep doing steroids. I got to be swole for movies for some reason. He's 78 years old.
At least he did have those cute pictures of the turtles that he still has.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Cuff and Link.
Yeah. they're like 40 years old. So that's cute. At least he's doing something. Also this week, the Dark Crystal trailers finally dropped for Age of Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
That comes out in August. I thought it looked cool. However, I am a little concerned. I don't know if you watched the trailer.
No, I saw stills from it.
Okay. So they did use puppets.
Good.
But there is some CG in there.
Yeah.
I was a little
concerned. I guess there's bound to be.
Yeah. I thought they said there was going to be no CG.
Yeah.
And then I was like, just CG, no I. So there is CGI.
Yeah. What does the I say? Computer graphics?
Integration?
Maybe. Yeah. Sounds as right as anything.
Sure. Yeah, and like it's just in like the background and stuff, and it just, I don't know, it took me out of the element of Dark Crystal.
That's the whole Jim Henson thing is the practical effects.
Yeah. And yeah, but I mean, all of the original puppets are in it still.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It did bring me back.
Yeah.
But I'm a little worried about it. We'll see. It's going to be 10 episodes.
Okay.
Still looks cool. It's very beautiful. Other things. Oh, the kitchen trailer also dropped. That's Ming Doyle and.
Yeah.
Ollie Masters.
The Mafia Wives.
Yes. The Irish Mafia Wives. Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about this one as well because of Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy. I was like, those are two very comedic actors.
Yeah, and they're so funny. Like, they almost can't not be funny.
Yeah, exactly. And that comic is not funny all. It's from DC Vertigo. It came out, I want to say, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is basically, mafia wives that their husbands go to jail and they have to, like, take over their husband's business. The preview looks great. It looks just as dark as the comic.
Nice.
And it takes place in the 70s. I'm really excited about that. Congratulations to Ming Doyle and Ollie Masters.
Yeah.
Looks pretty awesome. Tom King is also to co-write New Gods with Ava DuVernay. We knew Ava DuVernay was going to be on the New Gods, but this is definitely new news. Tom King dropped actually the news on Twitter. Whoa. I was trying to figure out what was going on his Twitter. He just like did his Mr. Miracle, you know, like the kind of like the type font he used like, when he was releasing Mr. Miracle issues.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck does that mean, Tom King? It was very, and then this just dropped, I guess, today.
Sweet. Is there a timeline for production for that yet, or is it just in the future?
In the future, this will come out. Let's see. Does it have any news about when this is coming out? No. It doesn't say anything about when it's coming out. There's just a picture of them together, and that's pretty much it. They're just writing the script. So it's probably going to be a very long time before that comes out. 5 years. I don't know. 5 years that movie will actually come out. That's going to be a crazy fucking movie.
Yeah.
I hope it's just as Jack Kirby crazy.
Yeah, super hallucinogenic, and they're going to have to do a bunch of CGI for that.
Oh, yeah. I hope Skinner works on it.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
They should hire
him. Be a production designer?
Ooh, I had to skip past a bunch of stuff because they're like, Dark Phoenix news. Mm. That came out this week, too, I think.
That's right.
This is my favorite news. Chris Hemsworth missed out on G.I. Joe and Gambit roles before landing Thor.
Yeah.
He really missed out on those big roles.
Say that Thor's probably better than being the guy, Commander Hawk in G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Was it Dusty? Was that the main guy?
I have no idea. They have names?
Yeah. But the cool thing about G.I. Joe was always the bad guys. Like, the bad guys were always the cool ones. Yeah. Had the cool, like, masks and stuff. And the good guys were just, like, boring. Yeah, Snake was, fucking, what's his name? Storm Shadow was the white bad guy ninja. Snake Eyes was the black good guy ninja.
Oh, is he good?
He was, yeah. They were from the same tribe.
Snake Eyes should be a bad guy ninja.
Well, yeah, that was what made him so cool.
I don't remember any of their names, except for Snake Eyes, I guess. I think we already talked about Sonic the Hedgehog completely refilming, right?
No.
Oh, we didn't? That's
because
pretty
of the teeth?
Yeah, there was a teeth.
The human teeth?
The human teeth. Everyone? And the legs, like, really scared people.
Yeah.
And so they decided to completely reshoot all of that.
That's a really confusing movie. Jim Carrey's in it now, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, he plays Dr. Robotnik. Oh. He's the main bad guy, yeah. Which is weird because Dr. Robotnik was really a very fat man.
Yes, that's true.
And Jim Carrey's very skinny.
Well, he's not real in it. It's CGI.
No, it's like Jim Carrey's face.
Really?
With a Dr. Robotnik hair, yeah.
Fucking weird.
Yeah. He took a break from making weird paintings to do that. Be Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, my Lord. that movie Brightburn came out. Nobody cares.
Right. And it looked cool, too.
It does.
It was like
look
relatively
cool.
Low budget. It was like $6 million.
I'd still go see it. It'll probably be in theaters for like another week.
Yeah.
Oh, and the biggest trailer I think that came out in the past 2 weeks is Terminator Dark Fate.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Sarah Connor, actual Linda Hamilton.
Oh, okay. I did see that part.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for that movie to come out. The Black Terminators.
Mm-hmm. That's badass.
They're like nanomachines.
Yeah.
It looks so
very
awesome.
Scary.
And then who's the other woman that was in it that looked really cool?
Not the lady from the other one.
Not Linda Hamilton? No.
Now, what was her name?
I don't know.
European,
we're doing a bad job of news.
Swedish lady.
Swedish lady?
Yeah, who was in the more recent one, where she was like the T-3000 or whatever that has the metal on the outside of
it. I don't think that lady is allowed to be in movies anymore.
She was in a lot of stuff for a while.
Wait, was she the one from Deep Space Nine? No.
No, Jerry Ryan.
Jerry Ryan. She wasn't the, no. Oh, wait, here we go. Mackenzie Davis is her name.
Sounds like an actress's name.
Sure. she's the other Terminator.
Okay.
She is in Halt and Catch Fire.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Black Mirror, Blade Runner 2049, and The Martian.
Okay.
Those are her top IMDb things. I don't know who she is.
Yeah, I remember her. She was the short hair hacker lady from Halt and Catch Fire.
Yes.
They're like, we're going to make a computer, but small. All right, sounds exciting.
I never saw it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like a Wall Street guy making a small computer.
Okay. Was that a show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Good Omens also started
yesterday.
That's right.
I think I'm going to go home and watch a couple episodes of that tonight.
Yeah, definitely going to go watch that. when I have.
There's a good bootlegged Chinese subtitled version of Avengers Endgame out there. If anyone's interested in watching a bootlegged Avengers Endgame, it's pretty decent.
Awesome. And Swamp Thing also started too. If anybody has DC,
man,
I know.
I really want to see it, but I'm so worried that it's going to be bad.
I heard it's not bad.
Okay,
so far. It might be like Doom Patrol, where like you just have to watch a few episodes, and get into it.
Yeah,
I don't have DC Direct though.
Yeah.
I'll pay that $5.
No.
Or $7, whatever. Yeah. It is. Got to steal somebody's password. All right, guys. I think that's it.
Yeah, it's enough news.
Enough news for you. We'll be back hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Barring any emergencies.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I've been Jessica Balboni.
I'm Jesse.
We'll talk to you later. Mm-hmm.